Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 15th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're in the book of Nehemiah today, Nehemiah chapter 8. I mention often the resource, the Bible Project, on this podcast, but it is a really wonderful resource. And if you're kind of like me, needing a refresher about Ezra and Nehemiah, you should go over to their website or to YouTube and just put in Ezra Nehemiah Bible Project, and you will find an 8-minute video that will help you to kind of see the progression of the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. In these books that used to be one unit and now have been split into two, there are three movements. In Ezra 1 through 6, Zerubbabel comes back to rebuild the temple. And then Ezra, in chapter 7 through 10 of the book of Ezra, works on rebuilding the community of Israel and the importance of the Torah. And then in the book of Nehemiah, chapters 1 through 7, Nehemiah works on rebuilding the city walls. And each of them face opposition, and each of them has their own sin to deal with as well. We have to remember that no one of God's people is perfect except for Jesus. In this chapter 8 today, we're going to read about the spiritual renewal of the people of God, and Ezra is going to read the law to the people, and they're going to say that they want to obey. If we were to read through the entire book of Nehemiah, we would see that it ends with disappointment, because the book points out the fact that the people, what they need is not a temple and rebuilt walls. What they really need is a new heart. This new heart that is prophesied in Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 36, where God writes the law on people's hearts. And this is coming. This is coming in Jesus our Lord. Okay, with all of that, I'm going to read Nehemiah chapter 8. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate, in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on his right stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messaiah. And on his left were Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashum, Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbethai, Hodiah, Matthiah, Ketila, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanah, and Peliah instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the teacher to give attention to the words of the law. They found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded through Moses, that the Israelites were to live in temporary shelters during the festival of the seventh month. And they should proclaim this word and spread it throughout their towns and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country and bring back branches from olive and wild olive trees and from myrtles, palms, shade trees to make temporary shelters, as it is written. So the people went out and brought back branches and built themselves temporary shelters on their own roofs, in their courtyards, in the courts of the house of God, and in the square by the water gate, and the one by the gate of Ephraim. The whole company that had returned from exile built temporary shelters and lived in them. From the days of Joshua, son of Nun, until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated it like this. And their joy was very great. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the festival for 7 days, and on the 8th day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I am challenged in this passage by the reverence that the people have for the word of God. When the book of the law is read, they stand as Ezra opens it and Ezra praises the Lord, and they all respond with, "Amen, amen." And then they bowed and worshiped the Lord, the one who had given them this law. It's interesting that they read from the book, and then the people who are Levites make it clear to the people so that they can understand what is being read. And I just pray even now that the Holy Spirit would be the one to continue to make His word clear to us. He would be our translator so that we might be a people who live and serve our holy God. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this beautiful passage about the reading of the law and the festival of booths that is reinstated in the Jerusalem that is being rebuilt. We pray, Lord, that as we read these passages, that you would help us to see the beauty of your word, to remember the reverence that we should have for it, and to long for instruction from your church and also from your Spirit. Holy Spirit, would you cover us today with your fruit? Would you give us the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? And would you help us to stir one another along to love and to good deeds? We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.